Joe McGinnis is no stranger to writing about Republican politics. His first book was The Selling of the President, a classic behind-the-scenes look at Richard Nixon's 1968 campaign. His latest book, The Rogue, depicts Sarah Palin as so driven by ambition that she tramples everything in her path, including her own family. But as NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik reports, it's the actions of the book's author that are inspiring controversy.
Joe McGinnis starts the book with the definition of its title, a word Sarah Palin proudly uses to describe herself.
Rogue, an elephant that is separated from a herd and roams about alone, in which state it is very savage.
In the pages that follow, McGinnis takes readers on a twisty tale of broken marriage vows, cocaine parties, neglected and troubled children. He tells of a religious fervor that fuels bigotry and a trail of betrayed political supporters and friends abandoned in Palin's wake. McGinnis sparked headlines back in 2010 with his decision to move in next to Sarah Palin's lakeside home in Wasilla while working on the book.
Which I think is creepy as all get out. It's this stalker-like journalist.
Let me make my argument that it's immoral.
Any mom in my position, they would feel the same way, and that is,
of course,
do your thing, but keep your distance. And you better leave my kids alone.
That was Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly, and Palin herself on Glenn Beck's radio show. McGinnis received threats, but he was blessed by the conflict with the Palins. He structured the book around it. Joe McGinnis says he never stalked the Palins or peered at her kids, but says her personal life is fair game for reporting because she parades her family in public view, on the campaign trail and in such television appearances as the TLC reality series Sarah Palin's Alaska.
Bristol and I hitched a ride for a mother-daughter day out commercial fishing.
Welcome, ladies.
Hello.
Joe McGinnis.
She pushes them front and center. She tries to use as a fundamental aspect of her image the sense that Sarah is a working mother, five great kids. These people are all, they do everything together. Look at her whole reality show. They travel Alaska together, and they go mining for gold and hunting caribou, and it's all fake. It's all fake. It's utterly fraudulent.
In 2009, McGinnis wrote a magazine article about one of Palin's signature pieces of legislation as governor, involving a proposed gas pipeline, which he showed to be a $500 million boondoggle. But in this book, McGinnis relies on a dizzying array of on-the-record and anonymous interviews to catalog family dysfunction as well as political strife. The author and writer, Merrill Gordon, has profiled prominent political figures such as John Kerry and John and Elizabeth Edwards. She says personal lives are not off limits, and she found The Rogue entertaining, but said the book felt unreliable.
If you read this book, you don't think she's ever done a good thing in her life. She's a bad mother, she's a bad politician, she's a bad wife. And, you know, I don't think he was looking for anything even balanced or positive about her. He went in with an agenda and he came out with one.
Anchorage Daily News columnist Michael Carey has been critical of Palin, but he says,
it seems to me it's a very one-sided view of the world that Sarah Palin came out of. You want to tell the story warts and all, but you don't want to make it all warts.
Last summer, Palin wrote dismissively of McGinnis on Facebook and concluded, quote, "Thank goodness for social networking sites like this and new media sites, which have allowed us to get around the lamestream media and present the facts." She has more than 3 million Facebook followers. But McGinnis says those who know Palin best like her least. He says he's simply deploying classic journalistic tools to reveal the truth about a politician that he sees as a threat to the country. David Folkenflik, NPR News.